welcome to hour number two as we set the table for some very busy days ahead. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show, hour two for Tuesday, December 3rd, 2019. Thank you for being here. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, in Chicago, the nation with the most notorious gun crime on a daily basis has just seen its police chief get fired on the eve of his retirement from the force. Eddie Johnson getting the boot from the mayor for what she called ethical lapses and more. Number two, the Trump campaign gave Bloomberg News the boot on Monday, too. You see, when newly minted presidential candidate Michael Bloomberg ordered his company not to investigate the Democrats, including himself, but investigate Trump, well, it didn't fly. And number one, the Democrats careening toward an impeachment vote in a couple of weeks, just in time for Christmas. But will they be unwrapping a lump of coal instead of something sweet? Many think so. Many do think so. But don't kid yourself. Even if that happens, the investigations, the leaks, the backroom deals, the dirty dealing will continue. Because it's Trump at any price. It is Trump at any price. I mean, if you really thought these folks were on the straight and narrow, don't you think they would have actually waited for an impeachable offense to launch impeachment inquiries against the president? I mean, that would make sense, wouldn't you think? Impeachable inquiries, impeachable offenses would certainly be a predicate to impeaching the president, don't you think? But that's why they continue to dig into his finances and try to demand answers from every angle of his life, because they're trying to find something, anything to bring him down. Because they know right now today, if he were up for re-election, he would win by a wide margin. And so the only way to get Donald Trump from being president for a second term is to find a fatal flaw, is to find a lethal injection into his campaign, into his administration, into his White House, anything they can do. And sadly, that's where we are today. But there are some honest brokers out there that tell the truth about it. There are some honest brokers out there like Alan Dershowitz, the far-left liberal Democrat, who says there's not an impeachable offense to be found anywhere. Dershowitz, a Hillary Clinton supporter, who from the beginning of this entire Mueller investigation and then into this whole ridiculous Ukraine phone call is an impeachable offense nonsense. Into all of that, Alan Dershowitz has had the courage to tell the truth. And he's told people. It's cost him friends. It's cost him relationships. It's cost him invitations to parties and other special events, because people say, you can't support this president. How can you say such things? And his rabid, liberal, leftist, Democrat friends toss him out. But despite that, Dershowitz continues to tell the truth. He says there's no wrongdoing to be found, but there is a lot of hyper-partisanship to be found. Dershowitz spoke on Fox Business and called the efforts by the destructive Adam Schiff for exactly what it is. It's bite number four. I want to share this with you from Alan Dershowitz. Bite number four. Go.
These hearings demonstrate beyond any doubt that these criteria haven't been met. They're all about policies. Do you agree or disagree with how the president handled the Ukraine? Those are reasonable bases for deciding who to vote for. But nothing that I've seen during these weeks of impeachment testimony has moved the ball at all toward impeachment. If he's impeached, it will be partisan.
If he is impeached, it will be, it is partisan. There is nothing else to find here. Esquire Bob says the same thing. Esquire Bob, my good friend, liberal, prefers not to be called a Democrat. It's fine, Bob. You are what you are. Esquire Bob, the attorney, says there is no impeachable offense here. He's a guy who does not like Donald Trump at all. Alan Dershowitz does not like Donald Trump at all. But he can tell the truth. Jeff Van Wert of New Jersey, Democrat congressman, doesn't like Trump at all, understands there's not an impeachable offense to be found here. And on PBS, other questions being raised as to what the Democrats are actually accomplishing. As you see the polling numbers soften and recede in the support of impeachment, which now is collapsing for independents, and certainly collapsing in states that matter. Those states, of course, are Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, North Carolina, Florida, Iowa. Support for impeachment in those states collapsing faster than elsewhere. But on PBS, the question is being asked, what are they trying to accomplish and what is being accomplished? It's bite number six from PBS, believe it or not. Bite six, go.
The president is out on the campaign trail saying the whole thing is a witch hunt and he's not going to cooperate. But is he making some progress? Because we're seeing the polls show some slipping in support for impeachment.
Yeah, especially in swing states. And so I think the contrast for the coming week will be that the Democrats will be ever more treating this like a legal matter. And Donald Trump will be ever more treating it like a political matter. And them trying to close it in on the exact events and him trying to widen it. See, this is just what they've been doing at me. This is an attack on you. And they'll both win. The impeachment now, numbers are just like every other numbers in our politics, completely divided right down the middle and with nobody moving on either side. And so I suspect Trump will see this as a tremendous way to get his base. And Democrats will see it the same way. And we'll march forward and eventually it'll end. And then we'll turn our attention to the Democratic Party, and I'm not sure what will have been achieved.
I'm not sure what will have been achieved either, except that we have slashed at the fabric of this country. The Democrats have put their party over country in pursuit of a bogus impeachment. And the problem is the precedent. The problem truly is the precedent. The groundwork has been laid for the destruction of political opponents by destroying the foundational principles of the country. It's putting the political party ahead of the good of your neighbor. It's putting the political party ahead of the good of your children. It's putting the political party ahead of the good of your country. And that truly is what I'm seeing. And don't expect it to slow down today. It's going to continue. The Democrats will hold their vote today in the House Intelligence Committee. And it's a funny use of the word intelligence, with Adam Schiff in charge. They'll have a vote on the report that'll be coming out a little bit later this morning on the Ukraine phone call, which is not impeachable on any level for any reason. You know, firing an ambassador is completely constitutional and well within not only the rights of the president, but the duties of the president. If he doesn't like who the ambassador is, he fires them. It's not an impeachable offense. Not even close. But the vote will come a little bit later today after some mugging for the cameras and some comments for the news media and some sound bites being regurgitated by both sides. And then it'll go on to Jerry Nadler, where he'll start his circus performance tomorrow. The problem for the Democrats is this. Adam Schiff and Jerry Nadler are not the best people to be in front of the camera selling your snake oil. You should have found, I don't know, more telegenic snake oil salesman. Just a thought. The message matters. It is Tuesday, 14 after. We'll be right back.
Protecting Michigan's waters is critically important, and so is providing the energy that fuels Michigan's quality of life. A tunnel for Line 5 is the right solution. This underground concrete tunnel housing Line 5, deep under the Straits of Mackinac, means multiple layers of protection and virtually no chance of a leak into the Great Lakes. It also eliminates the possibility of an anchor strike, and it means no interruption to the energy that Michigan needs. Learn more at Enbridge.com/Line 5 Tunnel.
You know, people still walk up to me and say, man, have you lost weight? I'm Steve Gerber, and I did lose weight, a lot of it. I did it with My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost. I'm still surprised because it's been almost 2 years since I made the decision to drop the pounds. And with My Pure Health Solutions, I did it with a custom plan built just for me, and I'm so happy I did. I feel better. People tell me I look better. I lost 40 pounds. I still feel great. Find out more at GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com. That's GruberHealth.com. Believe me, if I could do it, so can you.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
As a business owner, you wear many hats. Accountant, HR specialist, skilled worker, and even CEO. The last thing you need to worry about is what's going on in the state capitol. Hi, I'm Wendy Block, Vice President of Business Advocacy for the Michigan Chamber. In Lansing, we work hard to make sure legislation and regulations don't get in the way of running your business. We work to make a big difference on big issues such as filling the talent pipeline, controlling health care costs, and ensuring that Michigan has a fair and competitive tax environment. Your business is at the heart of Michigan's economy. We pledge to help you grow, create new jobs, and be an exceptional entrepreneur. At the Michigan Chamber, we fight for you in Lansing's capital so you can continue to grow your business.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.